So we have quite a lot of information and motions and so on ahead of us on item 14. I'll ask people to be as succinct in their comments as they can so that we can get through this, which is 7 items on the picture. The floor is up. Do we need a motion before we start the discussion?
I thought we'd do a presentation.
Okay, good. Then the presentation, and then jump into getting a motion.
Yeah.
Okay, the floor is up.
Thank you, Mayor Clark. And it's great to be back here at Council Chamber. It's been a couple of months, so while we've been away, we've been working hard. And we're here today to do a quick update and do some housekeeping for you as we move forward into this fiscal year, this fall. I have with me today Megan Roberts, our fitness program coordinator. She's here for support, and she's done a lot of great work in the last number of months in helping develop some of these items that you're going to see. First of all, the slide here, the very first slide you see, has a mission statement attached to it that we'll, I guess we'll get into need the paper for that later, but I'll read it for you today. And today we envision the mission statement for Queen's Place to be Queen's Place Premier Center is a regional destination dedicated to offering people of all ages and lifestyles dynamic social and recreational opportunities and experiences. So back in the fall of 2015, Council gave a direction to review, to get ready for a new strategic plan and review where we were at Queen's Place. So how this took place, the facilitator was acquired and early in 2015, in February and March, two public consultation sessions were held. And during these sessions, the focus was to find out what was working well and where the opportunities to grow were and what we could potentially do for a new governance structure for the facility. And just to note, staff also participated in an analysis exercise on the facility. So just briefly, a couple of positives of Queen's Place that came up. You know, it's a beautiful spot with quality fitness, central and regional facilities. There's economic impact that were realized from Queen's Place. And there's not-for-profit use policies that assembly. So some improvements that we could be looking at could be state rentals, could be lobby use, could be how we approach recreational programs, youth and teens, and healthy food at the facility. Some other items, such as finance, governance, collaboration, communication, also important as we move forward. So another additional, a really important goal and something in, that's really important to the growth of Queen's Place and Region Queens is how do we continue to develop the relationship of recreation and Queen's Place together to collaborate better. So actually just there were some engagement sessions held with Youth and Queens, and CAO Richard and Megan went out and did some great work on that. And there were schools in there. And then there were also some classroom meetings done with some students. So just some ideas for the future that you've come up with. Perhaps they want to be involved in volunteer opportunities, perhaps a playground is an opportunity to engage youth at the center of the facility. The loaning of equipment, the acquisition of dance classes on a more frequent basis. And, as you see today before you, a collaboration to put out a regional based recreation on picking the bank guide to help guide families and youth as to what might be going on. Some of the general comments that came out of youth engagement sessions, barriers such as travel and distance to the facility, and a general awareness of the facility. So another key piece that we'll be looking at here today is the development of strategic planning. And in order to have continuous improvement and move forward, the one thing the facility was lacking was certainly the mantra of a vision and a mission and how, you know, we move forward and what that would look like. So So the vision is a little more grandiose, is more futuristic, is that 2020 piece that we talked about in the strategic planning session. And a vision is getting more over time. So the vision that is going to be put forward is, as the facility of choice from those from home and away, Queens Place Marin Center will provide first-class experiences through the deliverance of dynamic and sensational activity options supported by excellent customer service. And by means of responsible financial management and transparency, Queens Place will play an integral role in the overall economic vitality of the region of Queens Municipality. So again, the mission today, what do we stand for? Queens Place Marin Center is a regional destination dedicated to offering people of all ages and lifestyles dynamic social and recreational opportunities and experiences. And how do we execute those? We execute those through delivering great customer service, experiences for all, high standards, and involvement of the stakeholders. So part of the feedback message from these sessions again was there was a real need to engage the stakeholder in a more transparent, productive manner. And we know from the past that the steering committee was not a productive piece, so there is now going to be the proper information of the Queens Place Marin Center Advisory Committee. And we're quite excited about that and to move forward with that. And the overall mandate of that committee will be to assist management in the execution of vision. So as we head down the road in the 2020, and turn on ideas and that type of thing. So the structure of the committee, it will be representative of facility users, such as the reading users and fitness users. There will be people of various business competencies involved. So it could be representatives from both Queens Square Trade, both Queens Commerce, event planning, marketing, finance, accounting, those types of folks. And it'll be representative of age groups. So, you know, on a health and wellness side, it could be representative from seniors, there'll be youth representatives, and just everyday public people. And there'll also be representatives of council. The committee will be made up of 12 individuals, 2 council members, 10 public. So on the agenda here today, we have a number of things. We're looking for the acceptance of mission, vision, and value. We're looking for the acceptance of the term of reference to the Queens Place Advisory Committee. We can get this underway for fall. And then we're looking for some recommendation approvals on an improvement on personal training, structure amendment, fitness center pricing change, and a new annual fitness membership including classes. Just to note a few of the wins lately, the public feedback sessions, you know, a lot of information has come out and been helpful in forming this presentation here today and helping us move forward. We have 100 minutes to sell out with the Beachwood. The Hub Cafe joined the family of Queens Park. Youth engagement at schools has been very rewarding. The development of advisory committees as we move forward, and the acquisition of OnTap Dance through the Fund for the Savings Center. And we just came off what was a wonderfully successful National Health and Fitness Day event week. More to come. We're working on a free skate and helmet program for everyone. We have the skates, 100 pairs of skates probably on site, and we just have to inventory and get them ready. We're working with the schools on that. And again, the partnership with recreation continues to involve the Queens Place. So,
thank you. Comments before we move into the actual motions on 14.1? Any general comments, or do you want to consider the motion? Hearing none, I'm going to go to the motion. The first is on 7.1. No major struggle with the subject. Yes, please.
The 14-1 is simply putting in the public domain the results of Pooh's briefly overviewed regarding the public session, showing the presentations and what was going well and what the public showed the various improvements.
And how do you plan to do that?
Well, that's how far we should put on each other. So
okay, that takes us down to 14-2. Is there any discussion on 14-1?
14-2.
So this, I'll turn over to Ben Boss, who has done great on
he did. We went to two schools, so we went to South Kingsville School, and they handled two students from each grade, making them at the bus, and he basically just opened it up to them and wants to know exactly, whether they came to Kingsville first off, if not, why they didn't, and then what they'd like to see as improvements. And I guess the big thing we took away from it is they're not so much looking for organized activity, they want to be able to hang out at Queen's Place. They want unstructured things to do and some structured things. Because, they want dance, which we already knew, and then some sort of martial arts. So mostly they were looking for places to hang out. So they wanted kind of, I thought, an easy thing. They want they want some picnic tables to sit on. They want some chairs to hang out and just sit with their friends outside. A hot spot, right? Simple things that we can do that anybody can do. So that was the big thing that came out of that one. And like Richard said, it was all positive. And I think we need to do more of that because they had wonderful ideas. And one thing I really took away from that one was they really wanted volunteer opportunities, so they wanted to come to Queen's Place and help us. But that's what they wanted to do. They didn't so much want to do the activities, they wanted to come and help them on them. So I think that's something we really need to look at. And then we went up to North Queens and we met with the students up there as well. Changing, they picked students or asked them to come and meet with us. Up there was a little bit different. We kind of heard the same ideas for activities, but their big thing was being able to even come into Queens Place. So they're not able to get there. Some of them had never been there at all. I guess that's kind of the issue there. They were more looking for activities that they could do in North Queens. So I think, although they come for school days twice a year, but I think we need to kind of rethink how we can involve them in Queens Place and do more just plain recreation programming for them out there, even if it's just supporting them doing things that they want to do. So overall, it was incredibly positive. And we started, trying to do some of the things they asked for, and we'll continue to always do that.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on that part before we move on to Councilor Ingalls?
I just wanted to point out, guys, that that's so awesome that you went and did that, and, as you're caught up in the finances of Queen's Place, but to me, it is everybody's facility and finding all the odd things, like coffee houses, basketball tournaments.
And just to note, during National Health and Fitness Day week, Megan and her team in fitness were in every school in Queens, and there were an amazing response. Did you
it was great.
Yeah. I think when you get the we get the skateboard fire going, you are really genial. But the North Queens are here. Like basketball is their big thing in the winter, and baseball in the summer. So, they had games, they had to cut the track, and it's too bad, but that happens, I guess. But it's really different than it's got by.
It's not very different. We've got to be creative about what we do and involve them. And, they said it would be easier for them to come in if it was some big event, somehow their big thing was getting here. And like I said, so they said, if you're somewhere, you could set up some way that people could come in together. But it was mostly, they said, big events and things like that that they can come in for. Like, they're not going to come in just every day.
Well, we are looking at our transportation.
Correct.
So maybe that could be part of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So one thing to note that was discussed at the National Health and Problems Week was that Megan and one of her colleagues went out and did things in the school as the user thing. So this is our option to think of that off to talk to. I just want to point out in the package you'll have a submission that we didn't actually ask for. It came from a student grade 7, and after we met with them, Megan and I got invited to start meeting schools early school on their monthly basis to talk about recreation, get a better handle. The principal, vice principal of Coons middle school gave me this submission, and the girl was sort of trying to talk to us, went back decided to engage a class and kind of dominate the class for an afternoon and survey them on what they want to input, and I can tell you that she didn't do fuck in that aspect of their classroom. I just want to tell you that that's her sort of cooking of the issue.
I think one other thing too that excited me was that you also did a dream field in Hensel. And they've always been sort of fairly isolated with their own recreation facility. We've had discussions with them because their needs are increasing, and we're reaching out and trying to include them in the path of studies.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we've engaged youth. They're that special river population that often gets such a bad rap from a handful, you know, and we've got really good kids in Queenstown, and that we're looking to them. I've always said, we need to invite them to just go there and hang around. It's always been an issue at Queenstown. They just want to go in and kick their feet up on the sofa, and I've seen them in the past. They get shuffled at the door, and but yeah, I see old folks in there sitting around all day long with their feet up, and they don't get shuffled at the door. So I think we have to realize they're just young people. They're loud. They like to hang out in their group. That's what they are. You know, don't push them aside because they're 12 in a group. They're just, we've got really great kids. And I'm so glad that you're doing that thing every month and meeting with them. But the transportation thing is not just from North Queensland, it's from Eastport Medway and what Medway is. You know, and you know, when we plan events, I know Jack, when you're doing July 1st, she works in school in North Queens because we were going to hire a bus to bring on the figure to spend all that money on that youth bus. We were going to hire a bus to bring in and the school couldn't fulfill and notify kids, and of course they don't can't give up the confidentiality contact. But it's really important on those figure that day to get
them in the book.
I know, by example, that Richard and the professor, maybe Megan, said they contacted people like Shelly Warner. And once you get contacted with people like Shelly, if you have things you want to make sure are available to everybody, you talk to her and show this first without any confidentiality.
Yes, I searched. I'm separate still about Council English's indiscretion, but Council McLeod,
then. Okay, as you know, I'm actually in the place quite frequently, and there isn't one that I've ever seen anybody that was shuffled over the kids are welcome there, you know, and I see them there, and very respectful. And since I have been there, I think it's attracted more kids to hang around. They find whatever they want to eat for them. The outside area, the basketball area is well used. I've seen more kids using that. And kids that are learning to ride bikes are using the back parking lot. And well, when their parents come to do fitness, I think maybe they might bring the kids along more now that they know the kids are available. Maybe publicize a little bit more. I think they actually promote a little bit more of that afternoon when I talked to them about promoting the all aspects of the fitness center and about all the other things that seems to have. And one specific thing that I noticed was when I was on at the fitness center last week, I didn't realize that new piece of machinery that if something fits, it's a what's it called? Sunset. I didn't realize that you could remove the seating and someone could take a wheelchair and slaughter it up in there and use that for, you know, for exercising and upper body. And I didn't realize that, and I mentioned it, and I said, you know, we should be promoting that in for the community so that people know what's happening. But as far as a welcoming area, I think people are becoming more used to change place. I'd like to see a little bit more of partnerships, and I know in the past we had one business that wanted to set up a little children's play area that would be could be possibly put inside. It would be some kind of structure, but that really wasn't approved at that time. But I'd like to see more of that investigated, see how we can partner with businesses that might provide that either inside or outside for the younger generation.
And Joe, anybody else want to speak, transparency?
Again, I think you did a very good job of your course and what they're saying. You know, the school is hard. A great class is in Woody Allen's class, because she's very lively and she'll be very supportive of everything here. The one thing, again, is what there is a communication issue between students and the whole church. And how do you get the kids in here? We've got things coming up here right now. We've got skateboard time. How, if you don't want to miss this opportunity of how we're going to get your name here. I know last year, for July 1st, we were going to look again at busing the kids home. I never thought of how Gary DeLong said, well, we got to get it going up here.
Sure, but
if you bust them in here, you're taking them from there. So it's a matter of communicating to find out some days that you can have. Because they're not tied up, so that we can feel to bring them along with us and make them feel as part of us, please fight there. Because I think a lot of ways they don't, as you said, is what they said. We've never been there, and maybe it's going to have to be a college friend officer that gets a buck in here and says, hey, yes, it is part of yours. And that's a challenge, and I think you're going about it the right way.
Councilwoman?
And also, another activity, not that critical, but to be on the board box, that singing, the music is unreal. I went to a venue that sold beans and just blow you a great way.
Okay, are we ready to move to item 14.3? Which the information has to
I feel recommended it is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality endorse the mission, vision, and value statement contained in this report.
Second vote. Item 3. Council Clement seconded. All discussion?
Question.
All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. And that brings us to 14.4. And again, Council Fancy.
I so recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality, number 1, approve the terms of reference as contained in attachment 1 of this report for Queens Funds and Mirror Center Advisory Committee, and number 2, direct staff to publicly solicit participation from the committee.
Second up, Councilor Fitz. Second.
You have one question there, Clint.
Yeah, I have one too. Yes.
When will we be going out to the public for people membership?
Well, first we have to create our Microsoft
membership. Right.
And we have notes on late on the materials.
Okay. My thought would be that would be, you know, we have those collected and the new council would do the appointment.
That makes sense. For me? I'm trying to get it going for a very early call.
For a very early call.
I like Facebook in on things, because otherwise, a very early call comes up from the beginning of hunting season to the end of hunting season. So, are we saying a very early call is in later date? Or are we saying a second council meeting in September?
For the appointment?
Yeah, because that's the committee's appointment. Because there's no data here, so we're going to send it out. Before later day, I'm hearing that's
okay. Yeah.
So, by later day, the committee will be in place?
Thank you. Do you want to discuss this motion very much?
In 8.3, the way that the quorum of the committee is from the majority of a number of voting members in attendance. And that reads that if there's four voting members in attendance, the majority of them is quorum. So you can get rid of your in attendance.
Yes.
Just eliminate the word,
yes,
two words being attendance.
Yes, yes.
That's it.
Council Warren, Council Fisk.
There will obviously be a orientation for this committee to know the future balance and things like that. Something we need to carry away. You know, that we have to do it like that was.
Yeah. Well, obviously, the first few meetings, look. There's going to be a long background work
with
new committee members. So. Yes, Council Fisk.
It's very important from my point of view to make sure that we have scheduled meetings monthly. When you adult, we put for 12 meetings a year. And if any more that month, will be.
Council Fisk.
So I think that we're eliminating the steering committee. So this will go to the advisory committee. It will go with the two councils that two chairs of counselors, and one will be, and then everybody will be voting on this in the group with the chair and vice chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will then in turn what so we would be voting on all financial and everything else from there, but where we'll go with it.
So only council can make financial decisions. They can make all the decisions.
I just want to know where we're going with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mayor
Roman. I would like to hear other council comments regarding Council Fisk comment, because that struck me as a very low minimum number of meetings, 4 meetings a year. If we want to start the meeting, it doesn't do anything. No, I know that, but it reads 4. It reads 4, and that's a minimum 4 meetings a year really sets the committee up, says nothing to do anything. So I'd like to see that minimum raised. I'm not sure if it needs to be raised to 12. But that needs to be raised, otherwise we would just have a committee of six.
Probably 10 meetings a year, because July, and August, you know.
Well, it would also depend on future workload of committee. Obviously, in the first while, we're going to have a lot of work to do, so in time, so yeah, we need to change the charge of that, just for that in the future.
So I would like to, because honestly, if a person looks at this and says, well, 4 meetings a year, I think realistically it will be 10 meetings within this first year coming up if we want this team to actually do anything. So I would like to make an amendment that 8.1, there will be a minimum of 10 meetings held per fiscal year. And then do we need one meeting quarterly?
So how is our amendment going to read, Councilor?
There will be a minimum of 10 meetings held per fiscal year.
Okay. Does anybody get that? And yes, so let me just get the amendment. Are you seconding the amendment?
Question
about the let's get it seconded first. Okay. Yes, you
I was just looking at, and I know the structure of the planning advisory committee is monthly meetings or meetings held when needed. If there isn't anything on the agenda, then the meetings are not held. So, that seems to be a 10 meetings. That means you can have 10 meetings, 2 meetings in 1 month. So why not just have the monthly meeting?
You have an amendment on the floor.
Are you ready for the question on the amendment? All in favor of the amendment as written? Okay. Are you ready to say that in Council Park, is it? Council Park?
Yeah.
It's unanimous. Okay. Now we've got an amended motion. Are you ready for a vote on the amended motion? All in favor? Contrary-minded? It's unanimous, I think. I can see your hand put up. Okay. I didn't want to put words in your mouth. Okay. So that does 14-4, 14-5, Council Fancy.
It is recommended that the Council of the Regional of Queen Kings of Howe approve the proposed membership function schedule as per the discussion section of this report.
Second for that motion. Council Credit seconding. Discussion, maybe Steve is good. Maybe you could give us some background on what you want to do here.
Sure. Well, this increase of 7.5% is in relation to the 1 week, 1 month, and 2 month fitness memberships that are out there right now. There has been no increase in any fitness membership pricing since the inception of the facility. Last year, there was an increase in arena rates. Coupled with one of the future recommendations, we believe that this is a necessary thing at this point to help support the financial structure going forward, and it would contribute near $3,000 to revenue, maintaining revenue for this year.
Discussion. The revenue saved is going to contribute $3,000. Did you calculate any loss of members with that advantage?
Kept it at the spot. And this is about 11 cents a day increase.
Councilor Inglis.
This is a 7.5% increase, but we're also at the end of 11, so we're almost 5 years in.
Also, there's different punch cards out there, box punch cards, and other means that those are not different.
It was at this one I noticed that the budgeted deficit of $581,000 is dependent upon the pricing level, the pricing changes. Okay, because of the commitment that we will not increase the deficit beyond what. Okay, are you ready for the question on the motion? All in favor? It's unanimous, Councilman. Yes, you've got. Is that a walking vote, Council?
Yes, sorry.
14-6. Council Fancy.
It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the annual fitness membership fee structure for Queens Park Mirror Center for the discussion section of this report.
Second up, Council Fisher. Discussion? Deputy Norman?
I would like to vote for this because I think it's all great except for I completely disagree that an annual member, as somebody that's got the most money in our county, gets 24-hour pre-sale access to Leisure Queen's Place dentist. What we're doing is simply allowing those that can afford the annual membership a big old bonus. And I think, you know, we're all employed in this county, so why should Joe go down the street who can afford an annual membership? Yes, but also help everybody else by getting a guaranteed ticket to a major event. And it's just my belief, but my belief, I will say support this with that in it, and you may think it's little, but in my world, that's a big thing, because one upmanship used to be David Strong in Queenstown, and this reinforces. And I don't think that is going to lure people to get an annual membership, but it certainly slights people who can't afford an annual membership.
I agree with you, Tony. As a council, we have not taken, unlike our predecessors, we do not take any free seats. We don't grab onto anything, and I agree with you, Tony.
Well, therefore, I would like to make an amendment that we remove the statement, the phrase, 24-hour pre-sale access to Major Queen's QTEC event tickets through Ticket Pro.
So the whole,
the rest of the stuff is fine.
The first clause in that paragraph comes out, and the paragraph now starts with the word access. Do you want to clear on that?
Yes, yeah, so that's a little minor stuff.
Okay, is everybody prepared to second that amendment? Councilor Fisk? Are you ready for the motion on the amendment?
Question.
All in favor, the question on the amendment. All in favor? Contrary minded. It's carried by a vote of 7-1. Now you have an amended motion. Are you prepared to be getting on
the amended motion, if I could?
Yes.
So Steve, if I'm going to try and understand correctly, because I don't know whether I read it twice or not. Is there also an annual senior rate? Or is it just adult and youth?
No, it's just
the rate. Okay.
Adult rate.
So now I don't have a choice of it'll be on for September 5th?
No.
No, we have the choice. So the whole way with us meeting is that the cost is going to be up, you know.
Right.
So we didn't want to make people who have no
interest
in class, because we have other people who, my father, he won, who would never go to a class,
right,
but he has an annual membership. So we wanted to give people the option, so if they would like to go to classes, they have that option to add it on to their membership, but it's their choice to do it.
Right, so the other, the person will just be, yeah, this is the most awesome one. You should do that. Because that is, I think it answers the call, because the call is, you know, we've got this annual membership, and then we have to, and if you're a big participant in classes, so this is a green one, group.
Well, it's
both ways,
so people are really
treating
one or the other.
Right. Yeah. If your dad
would
go to Zumba, I'd say.
Yeah, okay. So it's going to give them the option to do that, and hopefully it'll increase their health and wellness, because now, if they don't want them to come to a class, they can also come to the gym. So hopefully, that'll
make them
healthier.
I get questions that the car doesn't belong here, but I couldn't find it very far. So that's interesting here. The community group, have we looked at how we're going to be allowed the 3 hours and things like that?
We already have enough to talk about in place of COVID, and that would be something that I should have to tell you that the advisors maybe go forward.
Option?
Yeah. Bring it
to you. Councilor McLeod.
I know that Greenfield Recreation, Dr. Fish, you might know this. I think when someone tries the fitness center there, they'll pay like a month or 2 months using it. And then if they decide they want to go for the whole year, they're taking that 2 months that they prepay against their annual membership, so we don't have to pay another big chunk. Is that possible to do something like that? It would be an encouragement for them to take an annual membership.
Something they considered on board with this recommendation, certainly involves getting the housekeeping done and so on.
And people are able to sign up for the annual membership, and then you are able to cancel it. So it's not like if someone started their annual, they couldn't get over it. So I think they could get around it that way, maybe.
Yeah, but this is a more incentive. I think we could have almost taken off of their annual. What do you think about it?
Okay, and obviously, as you say, it's an item as you go forward, and if we do everything here, there'll be nothing on the agenda for committee. Any other questions wanting to speak on the amendment motion? With that, I can take a question. All in favor? It's unanimous, thank you.
And that brings us to 14-7. Boy, but the place in the Sun Gay Cubs are going to be.
She's going to revise.
Okay, this recommended the council of the regional Queens municipality approve the personal training question instructor and engine for the Queens Point of Error Center as per discussion section of this report.
The second round, suspension. Is the second round? Council Fisk, the discussion. Are you ready for the question? Mm-hmm. All in favor? It's unanimous, thank you.
I do. I'm going to Congo Park and use a motorized vehicle. Two incidents lately where the first one, it was turned down the request from the First Nation, which in itself is very sad. And the second one was the Department of Natural Resources. They were doing a big sport thing. And I had a request to bring a truck into the park, and that was turned down as well. And I do understand that one, but I guess the concern is that we don't have a policy in place to treat Tondora the same as we do our other parks. So the request is that we would look at Policy 54, which is outdoor events on region property. The ground states that the region encourages the use of parks and facilities in a variety of activities and events. The incentives of us activities providing their supervisors cannot compromise the public safety and cause no damage to property, don't interfere with operations, governments, or mandates of reason. See, the ability to appeal staff decisions to council. So, by changing that, we would just consider an amendment to Policy 54 to give staff direction on vehicle usage in Pine Grove Park and refer the matter the staff report and proposed policy amendments. So what this does, the amendment could be as simple as use of vehicle traffic should be limited to the region of Queens maintenance vehicles, two maintenance vehicles other than those identified approved by municipal engineer, and third, which affects us, is all of the requests for vehicle access will be considered by council on a case-by-case basis. And the decision of the council should be final. So, in that way, we've addressed the situation, and then we're kind of in the loop that comes to the public. We've had those two incidents that I've referred to, we weren't in the loop, and we found those later that we had some unhappy people because of that. So, I would just like it to be treated as a, we do our other part. When we have a
variant request. There's just one correction. The First Nations were made aware of the no vehicle policy. They decided not to come. They were not turned down. Declan
and
Norman.
And in terms of staff, we made the policy, not even 2 months ago. Well, 3 months ago, 4 months ago. We made a policy that said no motorized vehicles in the public.
It was a statement.
It was a motion. Was it not?
No, there was a discussion.
Oh, was there a discussion?
I was saying it.
Oh, well then.
It was a discussion.
It was a consensus.
Yes, it was a consensus discussion, but obviously. Yeah,
I agree with what Councillor Sellers has said. I came to First Nations once a week to take
a pump and some firewood in.
Yeah.
We lost the big thing because we could have run through at one point and it's going to be a great thing, but it was a better suited app. However, there's always other years, it's always next year, it's not to stay forever. And I believe we do need some discretionary fee at the CAO. You'll notice on our next item, we're giving a CAO discussion regarding alcohol as a thing, and you know, so we bear kept abreast of vehicles in there, and I agree with wholeheartedly that Council Frelick, we need a policy regarding that rather than just that.
Councillor English, the manager is a point of order. The procedure should be that if we're going to formalize a policy, that it be brought forward in a motion and
okay, not today.
Well,
no.
I'm just coming to that.
Okay.
Did you finish? Did I just, that it, therefore, we need it in writing according to our policies, so it needs to be referred to the next meeting. They're in point of order. Now, somebody else would like to speak on the matter?
Yeah, just quickly, the only person I ever knew that knew everything ahead of time and got everything right for first crack was my mother and her wooden spoon. So,
you get trouble first crack?
No, I learned the first crack. Clearly, you know, we had a discussion, and we want to preserve the integrity of that part. But there are times maybe the Acadia First Nations has a gathering of 400, and we'd like to have somebody that could give the ability for them to get their stuff in if you're to bring your stuff in and feed them. So when, you know, we'll send that off to staff. I'm really keen with what Councillor Norman just said. Sometimes things are too cumbersome. The CAO, you know, is we pay them enough. We pay him an offer and he'll have to drop the tape for our research so that we are to know what the common sense use. And he's not going to allow a four wheeler rally in among the plants at Pine Grove, but something logical, like a nice approach from the AF then. But yes, so hopefully staff will keep that in mind. Your draft and give yourself the power.
Okay. I guess the whole idea is to get a policy in place so then somebody can ask for a variance. You can't ask for a variance if you don't have anything in place.
Right.
And that's something what we're looking at as well.
Okay. We don't need a motion in this direction to start. I don't know when we're going to come back, but within the next week or two, or next meeting or two, we should have a policy to vote on. Okay, everybody happy with that? Thank you for bringing this to our attention, Council. That brings us to 62, which we will fall under corporate affairs, should it, or could it fall under recreation? Corporate services? Or recreation? Corporate services, can I get it? Could you read 15 to make the motion for it, please?
I promote Council Regional Meetings. Dedicate the operation under 58.03, solely with respect to the town hall at the Council Center. The chief administrative officer to assume request to give away consumption of all to be consumed alcohol beverages, including for individual rental and facility at the town hall at the Council Center.
Second of the motion, second of the Council Frelick. Discussion. Council Frelick.
I know that this is the right way to go. Would this then, if someone wanted to have alcohol upstairs, you would make that decision?
Yes. So currently we are trying to work with the Astor Theater Bar to figure out a way to extend their permit to go upstairs. Currently it's a bit cumbersome to come to council with an event book that doesn't align with this. Based on what we've seen with the book, it's uncomfortable that I can give the approval and full council and extend done, and hopefully we can work out the liquor license with the option bar so that I don't have to include these other schools.
And the liquor license itself would then include that specific area, because I don't want the license to be true, and that would be
just minimum.
So we only go if our seasoning is being up here for hall or whatever. I couldn't have my own private.
Sure you could.
Oh, we still have a private. I tried to still obtain my own liquor license if I wanted to give away wine for opening them one time.
Yes.
I wouldn't have to go to the actor who then makes money on something if I just wanted to give away wine for So there'll be all kinds of different
Yes.
So this one, just to clarify, this is for other places other than the lobby that would require a liquor license. And it has nothing to do with our. This is giving you permission to get approval if you have other groups from other liquor license.
Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't extend the after up there, which is a separate issue. That's a separate issue.
Okay. Are you ready for the question on that motion?
Aye.
All in favor? Thank you. So there we are. We completed the regular agenda. I didn't say a motion to go to the chamber. Councilor Torres, Councilor McLeod, seconded. All in favor? It's unanimous. We're adjourned until 5:00.